This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A hatchet job is being done on conservatives, folks. You and me, us and them, he, she, it and them and her and whatever else. We, conservatives, are getting a hatchet job done on us. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I was talking earlier in the broadcast. I said, here was a title of an article in USA Today. I don't remember when. It was a couple days ago because I was traveling. It said, tired of watching your 401k drop? And it gave you numbers to how much your 401k had dropped. Since when? Since Trump had it at record levels? And by the way, it's growing. It was a Wall Street Journal. Spending impasse strains airlines. Okay, how so? What? The TSA people didn't want to show up. I was in at least three or four airports during the shutdown. At least. I didn't have any problem getting through. Plenty of TSA people. Plenty of them sitting around, you know, because that's the way union and government stuff works. It was now I'm not telling you I flew during peak and all these other things, but I'm just saying it was normal travel. It didn't look any different to me than any other time I traveled. TSA. The airlines, if they shut down the airlines, it'll be bad. Donald Trump better open the government. So Trump says we'll open the government. But we'll get to that. I want to get to that today. We've already talked about Roger Stone, so I'm done with him. Another USA Today article. Minority coaches still not getting a chance. Remember when we talked about the number of coaches that got fired? These black coaches that got a chance and ruined it? Couldn't win winning teams? Oh, it's because they're black, man. They're letting these coaches go. No, they're letting them go because their record is 4-8, you know, or 4-12, or whatever the number is, but it ain't good. Here's what I can guarantee you. If a coach in the NFL, they play, 16 games? Something like that? So if a coach in the NFL goes 14-2, he could be the biggest jerk on the planet. And the fans will love him. The owners will love him. The NFL will love him. And he'll keep his job. But if he goes 2-14 or 4-12 or whatever, he's not going to keep his job. And I don't care what color he is. And by the way, the fans want him gone. The coaches want him gone. And, you know, whoever else. Because you want a winner. You don't pick coaches because they lose. For those of you, do you remember when people would go, what's he do for a living? I'm a coach. You go, oh, you know, he's probably a high school coach. If you're a coach and you can get your act together, go. Was Nick Saban, didn't need a coach of Alabama? What do you think this guy makes? I know what the coach makes at the University of Georgia. It's an outrageous amount of money. But anyway, the point is that if you want to tell me minority coaches aren't getting a chance, minority coaches are in the mix. They're defensive coordinators, they're offensive coordinators, they're special teams, they're linebacker coaches, they're backs and receivers, whatever they are. And if they rise to the level of the occasion and they can take a team from a losing bracket to a winning bracket, let me tell you something. They won't care. Nobody in the food chain of the NFL or any other sport will care. They want winners. Now, what's funny to me is we want winners, right? We know it is in our nature to want winners. Unless we're dealing with this country. Then leftists don't want winners anymore. Leftists then say, you know what? Let's elect a black president, even though he sucks. And if you don't like him, we'll cry racism. That story, minority coaches still not getting a chance. Minority president still not getting a chance. Minority CEO still not getting a chance. Minority teachers still not getting a chance. Put that in there, and that's what the left will give you. They don't want the best. They know Donald Trump is the best man to ascend the presidency in modern history. And we conservatives, we know it too. Better than Ronald Reagan. But you know what? There are many people out there, including these anti-Trumpers, these never-Trumpers, that don't want to give Donald Trump a chance, even though he's a proven winner. They still have that headline, minority coaches still not getting a chance. Here's one, USA Today. Stars pitch in to help federal workers. Good for them. Hey, Stars, you're a little late. Donald Trump opened the government. Now what are you going to get your little 15 seconds of fame that you didn't get last, you know, because you didn't get that award? Now what are you going to do, huh? Not much. Not much out there for you. If you're anti-Trump, you're an idiot, because what you are is you're anti-America, you're anti-progress. You really want to look at the progressive movement? Look at Donald Trump. Can I put this another way? If Donald Trump were president and he were a Democrat, you want to know what the press would be writing about him? Do you want to know what people on the left would be saying about him? They would be singing his praises. They would be talking about, it's an extension. He didn't kill Obamacare. He molded Obamacare into what it is. No, he took Obamacare's border policy, and it's a compassionate policy, because he's sending these people home. These young girls are being raped. Don't you know these young girls are being raped when they come over here? They would talk about North Korea and say, oh my gosh, who knew in our lifetime North Korea would be, you know, peaceful and dismantling. Thank God he took on the mantle of what Barack Obama was doing. They would be giving you 50,000 reasons to love the man. Do you know this? Layoffs at businesses fell to their lowest level since 1969. Lowest levels. Yeah. Did you know this? Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, they're looking at ways to take that away from the government and put it into the private sector. Because it has been a horrible, it's been nothing but a boondoggle for Barack Obama and the Democrats for decades. And now Trump says, we're getting rid of that. We'll let the private sector deal with it. And I could go on. Where's Macron, Trudeau, Merkel, and all these European leaders and all these other leaders that are supposedly so much better than Donald Trump? How are their countries doing? How you living? How you live in Germany, huh? How you live in France? How you live in Canada? Aren't they supposed to be the poster children for all things right in the world as their economies are crumbling, as their coalitions are dissipating? I'll even talk a little bit about climate change fiasco. Do you know this? You probably do. Nobody that's in the Paris Climate Accord, not a single country, has met any of the goals that it set for itself. Not one. But the Democrats keep talking about climate change. That's going to be their issue in 2020. They are hanging their hat on running on climate change. I just want you to understand the farcical nature of Democrats. Do you think the media is going to latch on to the idea that companies, the number of layoffs at companies is the lowest level since 1969? Do you know how many decades that goes back, folks? That's a long time. A lot of years. Donald Trump did that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Listen to Kevin Jackson. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are winning, folks. We are winning. Donald Trump sent asylum seekers back to Mexico. And as much as the left wants to talk negatively about it, but they, what are you going to do? He sent them back. They've gone through the process and they've been sent back. Welcome, it's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You want to give me a call, 844-551-8255. Got a few changes going on with the radio show. We've got to figure out how to monetize. You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to take my most avid radio fans, and I've got them. You guys call me, and you know, we chit-chat from time to time, and I call you. I've talked to some of you. I'll actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it a point to call the ones who call me. I've talked to some of you, but I'm going to do it. And there's a gentleman who called me who has a horror story about how he got he was a whistleblower and he got targeted. And I need to call him. But just been busy. But anyway, here's my point. I would love to take my super fans, and, you know, I don't think of you as fans, my friends, and we figure out how to get this show, you know, farther reach. Because I'll be blunt, we are not good at the marketing of this show, number one. And number two, I think it's mostly because we don't have the time. Just being honest. Now, we've had people that have come from time to time and said, hey, Kevin, you know, I want to help. I did this, but they help for a week and then it's over. I want someone that can consistently say, no, Kevin, we're going to push this out there. We're going to keep growing the list. You know, and we've got a lot of things to help. I mean, I've got 600,000 people on, 500,000 people on Facebook, whatever the number is. What is our number? 570,000 or something? We've got 60,000 or so, 70,000 on Twitter. We just aren't doing a good job of pushing it out there. And we could do a much better job. Anyway, we're here to talk about what Donald Trump's been doing that's really, I mean, clever in, on every level, folks. If we could just switch Obama and put the name Obama in there, we'd be done. We would have crushed any opposition if we just swap the names or swatch it. Because we'd have to swatch it because of the color. You have to change the black dude for the white dude. But if we put Trump's name where Obama's name where Trump's name is, we aren't even arguing with the left. We wouldn't be arguing. The only thing is we wouldn't be getting anything done. Anyway, Donald Trump, he sent a shot over the bow of Maduro in the Venezuelan, in the country of Venezuela, and he wants a guy named Juan Guaido, I think is how you say his name, Guaido, something like that, I don't know. Anyway, and that guy has now gone into hiding, and the world is watching, and people want Maduro to win. There was a thing that came out that said the military supports Maduro. The Venezuelan military supports Maduro. Yeah. And let me tell you what that is. That is the cabal of socialism and journalism trying to tell us that Donald Trump's not going to influence the Venezuelan elections. Let me tell you what's going to happen in Venezuela. I don't know when, but this is what's going to happen. Venezuela will get rid of Maduro. They'll put somebody else in, and that person will be friendly to America. The people of Venezuela want to run like America, and eventually Trumpism will win in Venezuela. I don't know when, I don't know where, and I'm not going to make that prediction. But let me go further. I'll tell you how it's going to happen. Donald Trump is going to make sure that economy stays strong. He's going to grow it. Now, right now, just so you know, Russia, China, Turkey, and Cuba are supporting Maduro. Cuba and Turkey can't give him much. China would like to make a new market so they can try to move some things over. But they've got their own problems because their economy is starting to slip. Russia can't offer him much, you know, except they'll be a good customer to him for their oil, something like that. So really, at some point, Donald Trump will get in the middle of this thing, and it'll involve our economy, and he will make sure that that the Venezuelan people understand that if you side with the people that the Americans want to help you, we will work effectively with you. We will no longer be your enemy as we've been, because with Chavez and Maduro, that country has just been ruined. You might as well let Nancy Pelosi become the next president for life, el presidente. Anyway, interesting story to me. I think that sets up one of these things where if Donald Trump plays his cards right, plays the long game over there, he'll get another win. Right? Anyway, I just thought that was kind of an interesting one to think about. What else do we want to talk about? So I saw this article in USA Today. And here's what it says. It says, buried in debt, failing the bar. And it's a story about a guy. His name is Sam Goldstein. And I want you to look this story up because there's a reason for this. He graduated from law school, but he can't pass the bar. Now, when you graduate from law school, in order to be an accredited law school, 75% of your students have to pass the bar within 5 years. And there are some schools that are, I guess, they're lesser schools than a Harvard, okay, or Princeton or whatever. And their students are passing like at 55%, not 75. So they want to rewrite the rules to make it. It's an interesting story on so many levels, and maybe I'll have to cover it in a deeper dive later. But here's the net. They want to penalize these schools that don't make it. and therefore limit the number of schools that can create lawyers. Now, a lot of these schools are fine. They just have to get the numbers up. And there's a host of reasons why people can't pass the bar. But the biggest thing is they say these students aren't getting the right training in order to pass the bar. Now, that's a stab at academia. But here's what I wanted to bring this up. There's a stipulation in a law school that says you got to have this number of students that pass the bar within a certain period of time. What's the stipulation on that with college in general? I don't think it exists. But here's the other thing they were saying. Now those schools, those kids are going to have to pass the bar not within 5 years, but within 2 years. That's one of the restrictions they want to put on it, number one. And number two, they're thinking of raising the standards so that they can weed out these bad schools. And I'm using my finger quotes. They want to weed out the bad schools. The biggest complaint that came back over this is, what is this going to do to the minority student population of lawyers? It's going to limit the number of black Hispanic lawyers, because if they lessen the amount of time you get to try to pass the bar before you're accredited, then you're done. So these kids that can't afford Princeton or Harvard, that go to these, quote, substandard schools that are only passing less than 75% in 5 years, may find that their complete history is wiped out because the school won't be accredited and so on and so forth. I just want you to understand the cyclical nature of how this works. Look, I don't care if a kid goes to school and 50% of them are passing the bar, 25. As long as you know the numbers, and you can debate on, do I want to go spend $150,000 a year here, or do I want to spend $10,000 and have to work a lot harder? That's the way the academic system works, isn't it? I just find it so incredulous that, you know, it's a double standard. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the partial government shutdown over, President Trump says he doubts he could accept any deal from lawmakers that would give him less than his requested $5.7 billion for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. All this means is there could be another government shutdown coming up in February. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News civility needs to make its way back to Washington so we can work out a deal.
If we start treating each other with respect, even though we have major differences on policy, I think we're going to go a long way to bringing this country back together.
Former President Trump associate Roger Stone plans to plead not guilty in a D.C. federal court on Tuesday as part of the Robert Mueller investigation. Florida's Ethics Commission is looking into charges against former candidate for governor Andrew Gillum. He's accused of accepting gifts from lobbyists and vendors during his time as mayor of Tallahassee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So one of my buddies is a guy named Larry Elder. And Larry said, he sent me a tweet. He says, Kevin, you got to listen to this clip from his radio show. He says, there's a guy that was questioning him on something. And I listened to it and said, okay, I think it's worth hearing. So I want to play it for you guys, and then maybe we can discuss it a little bit. We got a ton to discuss, for just for the record, because I want to talk about how Donald Trump revolutionized health care. And then we're going to give you an Obamacare update. Then we're going to talk about how Pelosi caved and Trump, you know, has been just beat up, brutalized. But Republicans and or conservatives, whatever we call ourselves, don't know how to take what he's doing. Well, here's what I'll tell you. You got to remember, go back to the source. Ask yourself, is Donald Trump, does he want to build a wall or not? He campaigned on it, but does he really want to do it or not? So ask yourself that. And then ask yourself, because when you're looking for motivation, if you're going, man, I don't know if I can trust the guy or whatever, just remember what he's done for you and what he promised, and has he delivered? And then stop worrying about the details. It's like saying, okay, we're going to go from, I had to fly home. I had to fly from Florida back to Phoenix. So I get on the plane, and they go, well, I know what time I'm going to leave, and I know what time I'm due to get there, because I'm trying to make a baseball game when I get back home. And when I got on the plane, I thought I was flying to Denver and then to Phoenix. And they go, no, this plane goes to Memphis, then to Denver, then to Phoenix. And I was like, really? Okay. I wasn't happy because it took an extra leg. I didn't have to deplane. It was nothing. It was, I don't, you know how the airlines work. But that was it. But at the end of the day, the pilot is, the airline says, you're going from Florida, Tampa, Florida, to Phoenix, and this is the time you're going to get on that plane, and this is the time you're probably going to get off. And guess what? That's what happened. Now, they could have made 14 stops. But I knew the time I would be traveling, etc. Why am I going to worry about the details? And that's what we get caught up in. What are the details, man? What are the details? Anyway, I'm going to play this clip from Larry Elder. Larry's on Salem Communications and a good buddy of mine in the conservative movement. And you probably know who he is, but I want you to hear this guy that gave him a phone call.
Jeff is in Davis, California. Jeff, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Hello?
Hello? You're on.
So, yeah, I have mixed emotions. I think that Trump should give the State of the Union address and talk about how much chaos he's created in the first 2 years he's been in office. But I don't think that's going to happen. But I think that he would be welcomed in Russia by Putin, and both of them lie. right? They did a documentary, I think it was on CNN, where they said that within the last 2 years, his first 2 years in office, he's lied over 8,000 times. So what is it? You know, he'll do the State of the Union.
Jeff, just to save a little bit of time, why don't you tell me the biggest lie that Trump has made? Biggest one. Jeff? Unbelievable. He hung up. Unreal. Unreal. Jeff hung up. I just asked him to give me the biggest lie Trump made. That's all. Now, how many times do I have to tell you this? You don't go on Judge Judy's show without bringing your receipts. Don't come on the Larry Elder show without the facts. Don't do that. You're going to get wasted. And not because I'm all that brilliant. This emotion, this hatred. When you sit down and say to yourself, what has Donald Trump done to hurt the nation? All of a sudden, you got the Homer Simpson dad looking. The eyes go, suck it to me. What? What's the big lie? Oh, he exaggerated the amount of people who were at his inaugural. Do you really care about that?
So that was Larry's cut. Don't come on Judge Judy without the receipts. That was funny. Oh, man. So, you know, and it's so true, but here's the bigger thing that you need to be thinking about. So the left paints Trump as a liar, right? He's not a liar. But they've painted him as a liar, and you hear people just repeating it. He's a liar. Trump's a liar. And you go, okay, well, give me a lie. I can't give you a lie, but I'm told he's a liar, so he's a liar. So what do you do to refute it? I mean, I'm asking you guys a question. You're listening to Kevin Jackson now. Larry Elder's gone. But I encourage you to listen to Larry's show. He's a great guy. Larry's a fun guy. He's a attorney as well. So Larry's got, he's spot on. He knows the facts. He knows the statistics and the whole deal. He's really a great show. I'm glad Salem put him on. But the bigger picture is, why are we still talking about Trump as a liar? Who do we know are liars? The Democrats. Is Hillary Clinton a liar? Yeah. Is Comey a liar? Yeah. Is Strzok a liar? Yeah. Is McCabe a liar? Yeah. Is Obama a liar? Yeah. I'm talking about bona fide. I'm not talking about exaggeration lies. I'll give you a good one. Obama said that he would lower your premiums with Obamacare, and you could keep your doctor and you could keep your plan. He lied. Blatant lies. Not lies that you could pass over. Lies that impact your life. People jumping off buildings because they couldn't afford health care. Everything that Pelosi and Ocasio-Cortez and all of them have stated are things like, people can't pay for their health care. People can't go to the doctors. People can't do this. And you go, well, wait a minute. Didn't Barack Obama fix that with Obamacare? They don't even realize how stupid they are giving you the very reason that you shouldn't be listening to them every time they open their mouths. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. KJRadio.com. Larry Elder, ask this caller, just tell me one lie that Trump told. And what Larry was going to do is say, okay, tell me how that lie impacted you, this so-called lie. Give me one. Because you know what was going to happen? He wasn't going to be able to give you anything, any lie of significance. But let me tell you what the Democrats lie about. The Democrats lie when they tell you things like, the border wall doesn't work. Since when? Since when do walls not work? They got walls inside of prisons. They got walls outside of prisons. All to keep the people in. How many prisoner escapes do you hear about? Think about it. I take all the prisoner escapes in the year since the year 2000. Take them all. How many have there been? Maybe less than 100? So if you tell me walls don't work, we've got thousands of men and women in prisons, and there hasn't been 100 escapes. Tell me how walls don't work. Oh, Kevin, what's the use of building walls when they can tunnel under? Okay, I got another question for you. How many prisoners who've escaped tunneled out? It's a simple question. If walls don't work, And somebody wants to convince me of it. And how are we maintaining so many people in prisons and so few escapes. And if it's the tunneling that you're concerned about, how many, if none of them are tunneling out, none of your things work. I used Hollywood as an example earlier. I said, go get a star map, look at these Hollywood homes, and tell me how many people go inside of those homes. You know what happens if you're a stalker in Hollywood and you jump somebody's fence? You go to jail. Then they issue a restraining order. And if you keep going to that Hollywood person's house, they will put you in prison. And then I ask another simple question. Paparazzi's waiting on these guys outside our houses. The minute the gate opens, they get them. Okay? If that's the case, why aren't they tunneling under? Why aren't they jumping the fence? Why isn't paparazzi waiting at the door of these people? It's a very simple answer. They know they're going to get arrested. So Democrats want you to believe that walls don't work when you have more. There's plenty of evidence that walls work. And look, it's ridiculous. The argument is specious because they know it. They know it works. They know what Trump is asking for is the right thing. So give me whatever they... Oh, I don't like the way you handled trade. Okay, great. So where are we with trade? China capitulated. The G7 is now came back and admitted, said, you know what? Yeah, we really have been taking advantage of the United States, and these trade things, trade deals work. Trump cut a trade deal with Mexico. He cut a trade deal with Canada. He cut a trade deal with South Korea. He cut a trade deal with Japan. And now he's cutting a trade deal with China. And you know what America's was happening to America? We are benefiting every single time. China, I don't know if this the number of, you can go do the fact checking yourself, but China supposedly said we'll have a $0 trade deficit by 2024. I don't care if it goes to zero. What I care is that it's not $375 billion. If we could take it down to $100 billion, that's okay. You know, I'd like it to go to zero, you know, but I'm saying if it didn't, it wouldn't matter to me necessarily, but I want a big dent out of it. In fact, you know what we could also do? We could also maybe get some of our money back. Maybe we run a trade surplus where we're getting $375 billion worth of trade for the next 10 years from China or 5 years or whatever to make it to even it out. Maybe we do something like that. That would be interesting. I'm going to have to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If the Homeland Security experts and this Congress committee endorse that, reconcile that with Speaker Pelosi's characterization of a wall being immoral.
Well, I think that what we're talking about, and Speaker Pelosi has always said, is that she is willing to have conversation and negotiate. Democrats want to negotiate border security, but not with the American people held hostage, the 800,000 American people held hostage. She's always said that we need to sit down and talk about real border security. And that's what I'm talking about now.
But she said that wall would be immoral. If this committee comes back and says, well, we need a bollard, it was called a bollard fence, now the president calls it a bollard wall, we need this steel wall for 200 or 300 miles along the border, is that vote immoral in the context of the Speaker Pelosi's? I think that it is
clear from everyone that we've talked to thus far, it is clear from all conversation and when you do some fact checking, that the wall that as depicted by the President of the United States is, in fact, a problem, and that's what I think that the Speaker Pelosi was talking about being immoral. The wall as depicted by the President during his campaign and throughout, that is what she's talking about being immoral. A wall that just says we're building something that's made 100 feet high, that's separating the countries without really border security, that is, you know.
But that's not the latest request from the White House. That's not what the President's been talking about for at least the last 10 days or so. He's been talking about a bollard wall, which looks a lot like what we see on the border right now. So would a vote for that type of barrier be immoral?
Again, what I'm saying and what Nancy Pelosi said at that time is that we're willing to negotiate once they were not held hostage.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to now. That was Congressman Meeks, a member of the Congressional Black Circus, ergo one of the Congressional Black Circus clowns. And that the interview is being done on MSNBC, and it is a black dude asking him these questions. Oh, my goodness. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So Pelosi says is willing to have a conversation, but only will she talk about border security if these 800,000 hostages are released. And then she says the wall would be immoral. Steel wall for 200 to 300 miles along the border. And this guy asked Congressman Meeks, the Congressional Black Circus clown, is that vote immoral by the nature of the statement that Trump's wall is immoral? And I love what he said. I don't know if you guys caught this. He says, this is clear from everybody we've talked to thus far. Did you hear? Play that part again. It is clear. I want just to hear him talk about the definitive, de facto things that make this, that make their point in all of this.
I think that it is clear from everyone that we've talked to thus far, it is clear from all conversation and when you do some fact-checking, that the wall that as depicted by the President of the United States is, in fact, a problem, and that's what I think that the Speaker Pelosi was talking about being immoral.
Boy, you hear the double talk there. Clear from everyone we've talked to thus far. It is clear from all conversations, and if you do some fact-checking, this is the wall that was depicted during the president's campaign, the wall that says we're building something made 100 feet high, separating the country. Really? So, okay, let's so we're clear, because you're listening to Kevin Jackson now, not Meeks. Just so we're clear. Donald Trump saying the wall might be 15 feet, 30 feet high, 100 feet high. That wall, because the guy is going, whoa, hang on a second. Donald Trump talked about building a wall, a barrier that would keep people out, and he was just, it could be 100 feet, it could be a million feet. What did it matter? He's now talking about the same wall, because he says that's not the host goes, that's not his latest request. He says he now wants a wall that looks like the wall that you got that's on the border right now. There's nothing unusual about this wall. There's nothing crazy. He's not asking for it to be 100 feet. He's not asking for us to have security guards or whatever. He's just saying, I want a wall that secures the border. What's the deal? The reason why I played that clip is I wanted you to hear the level of double talk that these people have. They don't care about this wall. If Donald Trump had said, look, we need a wall. I don't care how big or how tall it needs to be, but we need something that provides an impediment to people coming across the border. It wouldn't have mattered what language he put. And you guys know this. I don't need to tell you this. Every one of these Democrats that's talking about the wall, they've all at some point said, we got to protect the southern border, and the first step is a wall. So now we're getting... Well, Trump caved. Yeah, when you're dealing with Donald Trump, let me just tell you something. You don't think linearly. Everybody wants, well, Kevin, he said that he was going to do this and he didn't do it this way. If you're trying to take make a line and draw like two dots and draw a straight line across, it's idiotic. It's like getting on public transportation and the bus picks you up at the corner of 14th and Crenshaw and it tells you it's going to drop you off at the Knicks, center or wherever they play basketball. And it goes zippity zippity through the streets of the city, and at a given time it drops you off, and you're like, man, he lied. No, he didn't. You got dropped off exactly where he told you, in a roughly the amount of time. Why do people want Donald Trump to be linear, just straight line, zip zoop? Ann Coulter, where's the wall? Where's the wall? Where's the wall? I like Ann, but it's like, come on, Ann, seriously. And so Donald Trump confounded the Democrats. He did a very slick move, and now everybody's, okay, what you mean now, man? This is crazy. Donald Trump, Donald Trump did not blink. Donald Trump has two dots on the board, and he says, we don't have a wall, we will have a wall. And what you're worried about is, how do we get to that dot? Stop worrying about it. He opened the government, but he only did it temporarily. So the question on the minds of Democrats and even some Republicans is, what does it mean, Kevin? Why did he do it at all? Why did he, do this? He didn't need to do it. Yeah, he didn't. So it should make you wonder. I say, here's what I'm not an insider. I don't want Mueller coming after me, raiding my house with 17 vehicles and 29 FBI agents because of what I'm about to say right now. So I don't have the inside scoop on what's going on there, just so everybody's clear. But I believe this. Donald Trump suckered the Democrats because now they've agreed to negotiate on border spending, including the infamous barrier. Okay, the wall. And all they got was a three-week reprieve. Donald Trump says, yeah, I'll open it because it takes away your ability. These people can't pay their bills, man. What are you going to do? Okay, give them their money temporarily. I've proven to you I'll shut the government off, and here's what he did that was very slick, and I told you guys about this last week. He shut it off after he has the ability to do reductions in force. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if this new change changes that, but I do believe something happened during that interim. I don't know. I have to find out. I got to get on the inside. I can't get on the inside because I got to spend too much time doing other things. I don't have enough staff. In case you want to help, you want to volunteer, you know somebody, tell them, Kevin Jackson needs you. Your country needs you. For those wondering, the first sign of Trump 1, Pelosi 0, came in Pelosi saying that she's not going to give $1 of funding for this wall unless the shutdown ends. Now you're going, Kevin, unless the shutdown ends, well, Donald Trump ended the shutdown. Do you think, and I'm just asking, do you think that Pelosi wanted the shutdown to end forever? See, when you think about the strategy of a negotiation, Pelosi says, you better stop making them hostage. If you stop with the shutdown, we'll negotiate, and I'm not even giving a dollar. And then Trump says, okay, I'll end it temporarily. Now, I don't believe Pelosi wanted this to end temporarily. I think she wanted it to end forever. Now, Pelosi wants to negotiate with only a temporary shutdown. I'm not buying that she got what she wants. Now, Democrats are going to say, oh, this is a technical win. We won. Donald Trump is a chump, man. Look at what he did. And he's going to try to make, they want to separate us. And I'm sure Donald Trump met with, McConnell and McCarthy and said, hey, I have a strategy that will back these guys into a corner. Because Nancy Pelosi says she's not giving me a dollar till we shut, open the government. I got a plan. Let's open the government. I got something for her. And the Republicans went, I like it. So he implemented the plan. We got a lot to talk about on this, folks. Hang in there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.